The Orioles play the Tigers tonight in Camden Yards, but local birders will tell you that something just as cool might be right in the leafy, deciduous trees of your own backyard. The rich, whistling song of the Baltimore Oriole, echoing from the treetops near homes and parks, is a sweet herald of spring in eastern North America. Their distinctive chatter, which is unlike the call of any other bird where orioles occur, sounds like this. Baltimore Orioles are more often heard than seen, since they feed high in the trees, searching leaves and small branches for insects, flowers, and fruit. Orioles spend the summer with us. It's where they breed. This fall, they'll migrate south to overwinter in Florida, the Caribbean, and parts of Central America. To find these singers in our area, look up. Way up. The male's brilliant orange shoulder patches and underparts blaze from high spring and summer branches like a torch. Smaller and more slender than a robin, Baltimore Orioles are medium-sized, sturdy-bodied songbirds with thick necks and long legs. Look for their long, thick-based pointed bills, a hallmark of the blackbird family to which they belong. Male Orioles make slow, fluttering flights between high treetops in search of food and nesting materials. Nearby, you might spot the duller orange and brown female weaving her remarkable pendant-shaped nest on very high and surprisingly slender tree branches. She will take about 2 weeks to build her nest before laying 4 to 5 eggs. Once she has incubated the eggs for 2 weeks, the chicks will hatch and spend another 2 weeks in the nest before fledging. Her precarious nest placement keeps her 4 gray and black spotted eggs relatively safe from climbing predators and other nest robbers. Fond of caterpillars and very ripe fruit, Baltimore Orioles can be lured to backyard feeders. Try a sliced orange, nectar, or even fresh peanut butter and jelly to get their attention. Once your feeder attracts an oriole, you might see firsthand how it uses its slender beak to feed in an unusual way. Its method, called gaping, means the oriole will stab its closed beak into soft fruits, like dark cherries or deep purple mulberries, then open its mouth to cut a swath from which it will drink the juice with its brush-covered tongue. There are special orange oriole feeders filled with sugar water that can bring these cherished birds to your backyard. Helpful nesting materials like string or yarn can also help keep the orioles returning. And planting bright fruits and nectar-bearing flowers, such as raspberries, crabapples, and trumpet vines, can attract Baltimore Orioles year after year. Baltimore Orioles got the first part of their name from their bold orange and black plumage, which are the same colors used in the crest of England's Baltimore family, for whom our city is also named. The word oriole comes from similar-looking but unrelated birds in the Old World. Those birds are in the family Oriolidae, and are brightly colored with red, yellow, and black. They also have long tails and long pointed bills, build hanging, woven nests, and prefer tall trees around open areas. To learn more about our native orioles, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings or join Irvine Nature Center for the remaining 2 weeks of our annual Birdathon. This year, we're competing against the Washington, D.C.-based Audubon Naturalist Society in a friendly birding battle of the beltways. Beginner and advanced birders, as well as children and adults, are welcome to participate. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center. For WYPR, your NPR news station, go O's!